Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. Are you ready for a delectable, delightful treat? Well, I have a restaurateur. Really, Italian food, and I am ready to serve it up. But not only is she going to talk about her wonderful restaurants that she owns up in Oregon, but we're going to talk a little bit about water skiing. We're going to talk about her passion for helping women and being a coach. We're going to get our palates dabbled with a little bit of wine and so much more. I'm so excited to have Treva Gams on the edge with us. Her and her husband, David, are the owner of not one but two Gambaritti Italian restaurants in Oregon, California. Treva's catering portfolio is incredible. She has served everything from small weddings to Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Who does that? And prime ministers. She's got over 30 years of experience feeding families and friends and countless strangers. She surely can cater all of your needs on many levels. Again, as a powerful coach, an author, and a wine connoisseur. Brains, sit up straight and have your best table manners because we are about to introduce our guest, Treva Gams. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm just ready. My palate is just all in tune. We are going to Italy for the first time on a cruise, so I am going to be able to get some firsthand knowledge from you today on what to expect when I'm looking for quality and I'm looking for certain delectable delights and things to eat while I'm in Italy. So tell us a little bit about your experience in the restaurant business.
I have been in the restaurant business for over 30 years, and I've started from washing dishes, to waiting tables, to being a general manager, to being catering directors, to being an operations manager looking over several different stores. But it's just something that's always been with me. I've kind of gone out a couple times and done some other different businesses, such as flowers and other things, but it always brings me back. It's something that's in my blood. I love it. It's something that I call igniting my passion. And it's cooking, entertaining, being with everybody. It just is something that I love doing.
Well, I look at the smile on your face, and I have a beautiful Brains postcard picture of you on Facebook. You're pretty in pink, and it just looks like you have so much joy just radiating out of your soul that's there. You know, the restaurant business is tough. You know, it can be tough. There's a lot of responsibility. There's a lot that goes into it. But, you know, besides the passion for cooking, tell us some of the experiences and what it looks like in the back of the kitchen. You know, when you're prepping food, I have no idea what that looks like when you prep for the day. Give us an idea.
The prep for the day is kind of going with numbers. And one thing with the restaurants is really knowing numbers. And that was something that I had to learn to do. And I learned it through a lot of the corporate restaurants I worked with. But numbers are how much am I going to use for today? And that's what we're going to go through. And we're going to prep from, you know, what our lettuce is going to look like. You know, you're washing, you're cleaning, you're prepping. And then we do what we call mise en place. And mise en place is where you can see all those cooking shows and everything is ready, and then it takes 3 minutes to make a dish. It's like, how can you can't do a dish in 3 minutes. Well, you can if you have all the mise en place. So the prep is the back work that takes the longest. It is measuring each of the meats. It's measuring all of our pastas and putting it into a 5-ounce portion or an 8-ounce portion, and then putting it and dating it and labeling it and keeping track of where we're going to put it. It's, you know, prepping your chicken and cutting it into the slices that you need, or pounding it for if you're going to make a piccata. It is having a prep list that is quite large. You've got to prep that out each day and then put that out on your line. So then, again, they can make those dishes in anywhere from 3 to 12 minutes because everything is right there and ready.
Oh, okay. All right. So that makes a lot of sense now to know how. I'm like, okay, well, they're making this beautiful meal, and it's ready in 12 minutes, and it would take me 2.5 hours. So it's all in the
Absolutely.
Prep work. It's all in the service and the delivery as well, too. Picking the right people, the right staff. What do you look for when you're picking a staff member to come and work at Gabbaratti's?
I am looking for somebody that is the right fit. I can train you on how to cook it. I can train you how to wait the tables. But I can't train you to be a nice person. Or I can't train you to how to be a family member. So this is pretty much a family. It's my second family. I have 30 kids here, and I have 30 kids at the second restaurant, along with my three other children. So it's a lot. It's family. It's got to be a good fit. It's got to be caring, loving. They have to be part of the family. So that's what I'm looking for. Somebody that is a rogue, lone person, they're not going to fit. And even if they're talented, it's not the right person for us.
Right. Right. And customer service is paramount. You know, people love an atmosphere. They love an ambiance. They love a good setting. And they love a good wine. I know that you are a wine enthusiast. Tell us about a good wine or some wines that pair very well with Italian food.
Wine is just so much fun. I have started in the industry when I was younger in California, learning all of the California wines and the big cabs and the Chardonnays that were fabulous. And then as I moved up northwest and then up to Canada, in BC, they have fabulous wines in the Okanagan Valley, just a huge area. And then as I opened an Italian restaurant, I had to learn about Italian wines. And they have over 1,000 varietals. It's like, okay, where do you even start? Well, you start with some of their basics, and that is going into, you know, a Sangiovese, going into just some of their lovely reds that are soft, and they're going to go with any of their meals. So one of the things that the Italians do very, very well is if you look at the region and what they're growing, they make wines that go with the food that they're growing. So it's
okay.
Very conducive to which area. So if you're in the Piedmont area, you're going to go with the big reds and the Nebbiolos and the Barillos. And they're really, really big, but they also serve big foods. They're going to do the Bolognese, big, rich, meaty dishes. Where you're going to go down to Tuscany, you're going to go into the lighter. You're going to go into the pestos and the olive oils. And then you're going to go, like I said, into the Sangioveses and going into their rosés, fabulous rosés made out of the red wines. They're not sweet. They're not Zinfandels like what we're used to in the California area.
Right.
They're a beautiful rosé, goes with all their antipastas because all the meats are out and cured and just beautiful, beautiful displays. And then they have some wonderful white Chardonnays. You're going into some of the other ones that they don't carry all the time are like the their Sauv Blancs. They're just beautiful.
Wow.
They're Borealis. They're really, really fun wines to get into.
Well, I'm excited about that because, you know, the Mediterranean diet is really the paramount when it comes to living well and healthy. And I just never understood that with all of the pasta and the wine drinking. But, again, it is straight farm to table. It's natural. Their olive oils, I'm sure, which I love, is going to be a lot more pure than maybe some of the processed things that we're getting here in the United States. And as you said, the wines are just absolutely delectable. Can you tell us about maybe one or two desserts that they have that are really delicious in Italian food?
Our signature dish is going to be the tiramisu, which are the Italian lady fingers that are dipped in the coffee. And then they're done with, layered with a sweetened mascarpone and topped with cocoa. That's kind of one of the favorites. They have panna cotta, delightful chocolate. But you also, when you're there, gelato. You have to have gelato there.
Oh,
it's
just my friends say
it's part of their
best.
Culture, and we just don't do it the same here. It is because they've got, you know, plentiful Meyer lemons, and, you know, they're squeezing those, and they're making that into their gelato. And just their fruits and vegetables are so much because, again, that Mediterranean sun, you're getting that beautiful ripeness. Their flavors really come through.
Well, your flavors have come through in many different ways. And something else that you're sprinkling and dabbling in is coaching and coaching women. Women of Worth. Tell us a little bit about that. That is a book that you are a contributor in an anthology. I want to hear about that. And then I also want to hear about how you're springboarding into coaching women to help them find their best self.
It's something as I've aged and I have the opportunity now to turn around and give back to everybody that's given to me. I was at an event. It's a Woman of Worth. It's in the Okanagan in Canada. A fabulous event. It's done at, can't think of the name of the place of right now, but it's Sparkling Hills. Beautiful, beautiful resort. And they do an event every year, and I went, and they have these books that they produce and put out, and you collaborate with a group of authors and women that have great stories. And I was approached and said, oh, I can't do this. And they're like, yes, you can. And it was an amazing experience to be able to write, to tell a story, but to find out other women's stories and how to do this. And it's like, this is so exciting. So I got into some coaching. I did it with Linda Edgecombe and Beth. They did us classes. It was just, again, phenomenal. It was an amazing experience. But it gives me the opportunity to talk to a lot of the women around here locally in Oregon, in BC, and around the world, just that we have a voice. We've all come from somewhere, and there are struggles. But with a tribe, with people that are around us, with family, we can push through. We get to the other end. And when we do, it's just that much more rewarding to see the smiles on everybody else's face. It just helps us kind of push through some of those glass doors that we do with women, because women together are amazing. You know, they can, they're great cheerleaders. They're great support. So
we can lift
together.
Each other up as long as we be sure that we don't tear each other down, because, you know, women are taking over the planet. I don't know if you got the email, but I got the email. We don't want just the world. We don't want just our slice of the government, but we really want to bring in the caring, the nurturing, the support, the love, but we want to remove the isms, the sexism, the racism, the classism, the disrespect, and we want to incorporate men. Men are very important in our lives, and they've done some, you know, some bad things. But along those same lines, we need to educate them and love on them and not necessarily beat them over the head, because that's not going to work. Would you agree?
Absolutely. My husband, when I do a lot of these events, it goes, oh, you're going to the Women's Haters Club. It's like, absolutely not, honey. We've all got husbands. And you know, how many men, because I'm in a man's world in the restaurant industry, and they have helped me tremendously on giving me direction on do this, don't talk to this person. You know, this is a great purveyor. Here, this person's really going to help you out. Talk to this bank. They've been absolute assets. But I just, sometimes women need a little more encouragement. They need a little more help to just kind of, like I said, open that door, get a little out there, and just be, that nurturer. But, again, women can tear women down. They can get jealous. They can get petty. And that's the piece we've got to really kind of get away from and not, you know, look at if there's somebody you don't really care for, why is it you don't care? Learn something great about them and talk nice. It's like, we can do this.
Or just leave them alone. You know, you don't have to like everybody. I'm one of those people. I don't go along to get along, and I don't, you know, but I can agree to disagree and not be disagreeable. Absolutely. Because I honor people's space, and I love to love on people. But then if it's just not a good fit, I know how to leave you alone, too. But you know what else I leave alone? The water, and you don't. You jump right in. You are a water skier, girl. Now, you know, I don't see very many things about water skiing. You see jet skiing, you know, but water skiing. I got on, what was it? It was something similar. It wasn't a jet ski. And it scared me to death. It was going so fast and the water burned. Tell me how you got involved in water skiing and what it does to your soul.
Oh, my soul, it makes me lose all of my stress and brings me back to my ground. But I started as a kid, you know. I'm a family of four kids. My parents took us out every weekend through the summer, taught us all how to ski. We'd get double people on the ski. So we started at a very young age doing it, and I was able to keep it up through most of my life. There's periods where I'd go 10 years without doing it, and then I'd get back on the water, and it's like, oh, my gosh, why did I not have a boat this whole time? I need to do this. It just is a love of beauty. It's going away because it's hard because there's so many boats now out on the lakes and stuff that you have to ski on glass, which is, you know, water that doesn't have any ripples in it. So that's kind of going away. So I'm learning to surf, you can say fail, but it's in progress. It is learning to do it. I'm up, I'm going, but I don't look so good.
Well, you know what? As long as you have the courage like you do and, you know, you're a risk taker and you're an innovator and you're a game changer, so I know that you're going to do a great job. I got a couple friends up there offline. I'm going to turn you on to them that are actual surfers, a male and a female, and they will take you under their wing, their brains as well, and they've been on the show, and they will love on you and show you how to get on that board. You know, it's a lot of trust, too, because you have to trust the driver of the boat, and you're going at what? About how fast?
Skiing is about 25 miles, but surfing now is about 10 miles, so there's a nice difference there. The falling doesn't hurt so bad.
Well, it just depends on the size of the wave, too, you know?
Yeah.
So you're a mother of three also. What do your kids...
I am.
When they look at their mom and they see all that you have accomplished, you know, what do they say to you?
They just assumed it was easy. It was really funny. I was sitting with my youngest about a month ago up at the lake, and he's just like, you know, kind of telling me some of his stuff. And I laughed at him, and I said, okay, so he goes, Mom, you've got this, you've got that. And I'm like, I did. But do you also think about that I was a single mom for, you know, 10 of those years, and those were your growing up years, and I worked very hard to make sure that you had everything that a two-household parents would have. I also, you know, realizing that I just did my 40-year class reunion, and I'm aging myself there, everybody there said, oh, you know, you own two restaurants, congratulations, you're so awesome, but, and you, how did you get in it with your husband? And it's like, well, my husband has nothing to do with it. He's just a part owner. He's never cooked. He's an electrician. And they all looked at me and they go, wow, I'm even more impressed. So I said, my road hasn't been that easy, but when you're passionate about something, you make it look easy. And so the kids all just like, oh, that's cool, Mom.
Well, you know, it's more than cool. It is a lot of hard work. It's a lot of sweat equity. It's a lot of love. It's a lot of dedication. And I really admire you. I can't wait to come up that way. I was trying to figure out logistically which airport to fly into because I looked at the restaurants online. They look absolutely fabulous. I've posted a few of the pictures of some of your seafood entrees, and they look absolutely delicious. I know there's a lot of great seafood up that way. So I want to ask you, if there is a woman such as yourself that really wants to step out of her comfort zone and do something different, start a business, what would you say to that woman? How would you encourage her?
I would have them, you know, like I said, I'm about igniting your passion, but researching it. You need to know everything there is to know. I do a lot of background work. I really find out a lot of research, and it's so much at the tip of our fingers now. It used to be a lot harder, but it is about numbers. It's about how to go about it. It's how to find out who else can help me, what kind of finances, what is it going to take me to succeed. There's information, and there's more people out there that are willing to help and at our fingertips now. So it's like, yeah, let me help you open a door. Let's find the person. If I can't, who can? There are door openers everywhere. And that's kind of one of the first steps, really doing some research.
Right. Okay. So do your research, do your homework, reach out, ask a lot of questions. There's great people that would mentor you, that will offer their support. There's a lot of great people out here in the world, brains, nice people, okay? I don't want anybody to think that the world is just doom and gloom, because it's not, because there's great people that serve great Italian food like Trefa Games, Glams, I'm sorry. I got excited there.
Glams is good. I'm liking that.
That's right. That's right, because I'm sure that it is glamorous. So please tell my brains how to get in contact with you and how to get a copy of the book.
You can get the book, Empowering the Power of Collaboration, and that's on Amazon. But it's also the Canadian version, so look for that because I was up there. And you can reach me at Treva. Treva at gambaretti.com, which is GAMB as in boy, ERETTIS.com.
Brains, if you are in the Oregon area, please go and treat yourself to a wonderful dining experience. Treva and her team there are going to treat you like you are in Italy. Great wine, great dessert, great company, great ambiance. Thank you so much, Treva, for being here on the Edge Sports meeting in the near future. If you're ever down in San Diego, I'll serve the drinks while your husband drives the boat and you ski from behind, okay?
Oh, that sounds fabulous. I would love to do that. Thank you, April, for having me.
Absolutely, Brains. You have a really good, delicious day. I'm counting on you. Got to serve it up.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.